Hey, this is Holly. Before we start today's episode, I just wanted to pop in and say we record ahead of time because of a lot of things going on in our lives. So the episode that you're going to hear today was recorded before everything in our world shifted because of coronavirus. So please listen with that in mind. We've heard from people too that they still like to hear about things other than just the coronavirus. So we've decided to go ahead and air these episodes. But we wanted to give you a little heads up. Again, we appreciate you for being our fourth chair friend. And whatever is to come, we are going to figure out how to get through it together.
I have heard people say, I will not try it unless I know I can succeed. And I think, man, what are you missing? How many things are you missing? Because there are very few things we can do in life and they always be successful. What are you missing if perfection is the goal? Why can't it just be laughter is a goal or delight is a goal?
Welcome to More Than Small Talk. We're Susie Eller,
Jennifer Watson,
and Holly Girth, writers and real life friends. We're inviting you to go deeper, become freer, and feel more connected.
So imagine you have a cup of coffee, a mug of tea, or a green smoothie in your hand,
and we're all hanging out in your favorite place together.
What's new with you, fourth chair friends? We are back again, and that's what we're talking about this week, is stepping into what's new in our lives. We have sort of been spending the last few episodes talking about fear and the different ways it affects our lives. And one way fear can affect us is by keeping us from trying what's new.
Okay, so the confession question today is, what's a new thing going on in your life right now?
Ooh, okay, so I like to try new things and I'm very adventurous. So I talked Holly into doing goat yoga.
Yes,
you do goat yoga.
So last weekend we did goat yoga. And look, I took allergy meds because I was like, am I allergic to goats? I don't know. So
that's what a nerd I am. Have I been in the proximity of goats?
So we did goat yoga and it was so fun. But I think adding like fun things on my to-do list is a really just something that I love to do, but I'm exploring new ways to connect. And so I wanted to do something new like goat yoga and I needed someone to do something crazy with me. And so I was able to do that with friends. Yes. So,
and if you're not familiar with the concept of goat yoga,
please
tell us. It's basically yoga, which is a lot of stretching. This was very basic yoga. And then you do it in a field where there are goats who are very curious about humans. So they come around. They gave us little plastic containers of snacks that we could feed the goats. The really high level goats apparently climb on you when you're doing yoga poses. But
ours are lazy.
Our goats were held back by fear.
Yes.
So they did not do that. All they did was eat Fritos and walk around with us. So, but it was amazing.
I don't know if
I got any kind of workout, but I had a lot of fun.
So someone was sitting around one day and said, let's host a goat yoga event.
Isn't that brilliant?
Is it? I don't know.
I don't know either. I think it's a little ridiculous, but it was awesome.
But we paid money to do this. That's the crazy thing.
You paid money?
We paid money.
Oh, yeah.
This person is a genius.
And we were on the Bentonville Square, so people were stopping. We had some drive-bys where people were rolling down their windows and taking pictures of us.
Oh, yeah.
So not only are we doing yoga in an open space where people are watching us, we are like goats. See, like we're doing downward facing dog and there's a goat behind us. You know what I'm saying? That's great.
Oh, yes.
That's our new thing. You didn't want that visual? I'm sorry about that.
That visual is embedded in my brain right now.
Yes.
You're welcome.
I don't know if I can get rid of that.
So, I love animals. So if you let me pet an animal, I'll pretty much do anything that goes along with that. So
I'm just trying to think of some, I mean, it made money. I'm going to be thinking of something that can make some money that has
more
to
than
do
small
with
talk goat yoga. Coming to a field near you.
So other than goat yoga, what's going on in your life right now?
Okay, I got to refocus. Distracted by furry animals. So, I did a fun thing. I recently went to Grand Rapids. And while I was there, I got to see my friend Kelly Hover, who has launched a business called Beautiful Image Consulting. So it's the word beautiful with you in the middle. And so she does where you sit down and she will tell you, these are the colors that look good on you. And these are the things that probably aren't great for you. Here's what size of accessories work best and your face shape, all these different things. So I can struggle in that area of my life. I can feel really intimidated when I go to like pick out clothes, which are sort of an essential part of life. You have to wear them. And so I got to do that. So I came home with this little set of 36 colors that I can carry around with me and some good advice. So if you like that kind of thing, look up Kelly Hover, Beautiful Image Consulting.
How did it make you feel?
I think it made me feel like a little more sure of choices I needed to make. It also, she really emphasized, you know, this isn't about looking like someone else. This is about looking like the best self of who God created you to be. So let's see what assets he's given you and how to make the most of those. So that was a fun thing. Yeah. Out of my comfort zone again, but fun to give a try.
But you look really great today.
Thanks. I'm wearing a new outfit. Kelly, if you're hearing this, I'm wearing a new outfit based on what I was taught. So
that's awesome. So, you know, we have had people cooking for us for a series of weeks as we were going through surgery and treatment and all of that. So when that ended, I started cooking using some of the home delivery packages that they send. And I'm trying to do it without like saying the name of it because there's so many out there. So I'm trying new recipes and new spices. And for some of you that might like, Susie, that's the most boring new thing ever. But I love taking fresh, good food and making something really cool out of it. And so far, we have learned a lot of new cultural recipes, a lot of new spices, and it has been so fun. Richard and I do it together. And so my goal is not to become a chef. You know, I love to cook beforehand. My goal is to do a new thing in the area of, you know, cooking, just to learn new things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is kind of a side trail, but you know, you just said doing a new thing. And that's something God says, like he says, behold, I'm doing a new thing.
Yeah.
So what do you think he means when he says that? And do you think he feels the same sense of delight? Like all three of us, when we have talked about the new thing, like we were delighted with the new thing. Yeah. And I've never thought about God saying that with any kind of that context, that it delights God to do new things.
Yeah, I do think so. I think about, you know, watching a child take a first step. I think about the first time that they say a word or the first time that they do something, you know, super adventurous. I went Saturday. This is why I was not at goat yoga. I was watching Jane play basketball and, you know, it's a new thing for her and it's tough and there's people coming at you and, you know, they're guarding you. But I watched her step in there and I could see that she felt a little shaky, but she threw her arms up and started guarding and looking for that ball. And I was so excited for her. Like I wasn't looking for her to do it perfectly at all. I was just so excited for her because I thought this is a whole new area where she's learning and growing and how cool it is to watch her. And I feel like God has that same sense of excitement about us. Look at her. Yeah. She's trying a new thing.
And also probably not the expectation that we do it perfectly.
No. Right.
I know in Go Yoga, we are not doing anything perfectly. Because it was about the experience.
It was
about relationship. It was about growth and joy and all the things we forget when we're grownups.
Right. Well, and I think that you've touched on something that's really important is that sometimes we don't do a new thing because we think it has to be perfect.
Yeah.
Right?
Or it's wasteful. You know, because it's not serious enough.
Right. Yeah. I want to be a joy noticer. Like I want when I'm cooking and it may seem silly, but I'm really excited when it turns out really cool and well and good. And I'm just like, oh, I got to do that. That's so awesome. If I were at the goat yoga place, Like, I would have been totally delighted by the goats. But I'm telling you, I would have been laying on the ground laughing with the damn little dog and the goats.
You would have been laughing.
Yeah. Out. Yeah.
Look, I'm talking about new things. Do you know how hard it is to get a good selfie with a goat? They do not listen or mind
totally
you at all.
Uncooperative.
So, yeah. But like, in thinking about like God doing a new thing, I think sometimes it's, Susan can't stop laughing.
Keep going.
Well, I'll send you all my selfies of the goats later.
We will post them in our Facebook.
Yes,
we posted
we posted some videos, so it was a lot of fun. But like in thinking of God doing a new thing, sometimes I feel like that's a shift in our circumstances. Like maybe that's trying a new thing that's joyful, even if it's silly.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a new job or trying something creative, like thinking about your friend that started this new business, Holly. But sometimes I feel like the new thing has always been like me, like what he's done in my heart, like a shift. Maybe it's like, you know, the winter fog and depression lifts and, you know, and there all of a sudden there's joy and there's like that real sincere belly laugh.
Yeah.
So sometimes I feel like I'm the new thing and that we're the new thing, that it's a change in our heart or a change in our mindset. And I feel like that's just as much of a miracle as an open door, like with a new job or anything else, that that heart work that he does inside of us is super cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
There's a mind shift that comes when with a new thing is being open to doing a new thing. I have heard people say, I will not try it unless I know I can succeed. And I think, man, what are you missing? Yeah. How many things are you missing? Because there are very few things we can do in life and they always be successful.
I don't know if there's any on the first try. I mean, like you'd have to stay as a baby.
Yeah.
In a crib.
Like, yeah.
You know? I mean.
True.
Yeah.
True. And so what are you missing if perfection is the goal? Why can't it just be laughter is a goal or delight is a goal or just being goofy is a goal, you know, to lighten up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's literally good for our brains. That's what the neuroscience shows, is that if we want to keep our brains younger and healthier, that new things are like exercise for our brains.
Yeah.
Because our brains are very efficient. So what we do all the time, they know how to do without expending much effort at all. That's why we don't have to think about how to brush our teeth or when, because we do it the same every day.
Yeah.
So that is like, if it's the equivalent of lifting weights, that's like a, you know, half a pound weight for our brain. Mm-hmm. But a new thing, that's like a 10-pound weight.
Yeah, you go.
And so, cool. So because it's needing to make new neural pathways, to learn things, to make new connections between all the synapses. And so new things are actually a great workout for our brains.
Yeah. So for the person who's on the other side of this, and this is who I once was, and she is saying, I am so afraid to do a new thing. Because the people in my life, they don't think new things are valuable. What would we say to her? Because that happens, right?
It does. It does happen. Say, do it anyways.
Yeah.
I think that sometimes we need to just be brave and try something. And we don't even have to tell anybody that we're doing it. We could start a new goal. I have a friend who is knitting and doing all of these really cool things. But she didn't tell anybody because she will start something and then she won't finish it.
Yeah.
And so I can be one of those. I'll start something and I don't finish because I'm not going to finish perfect. Right.
Yeah.
But just to be a finisher of something, even if it's just the smallest thing.
Yeah. Well, on Saturday, as I said, I was with Jane. And so I took Jane to see my mom. This is, you know, I travel a couple of hours to get there. And Jane is a budding artist. So she wants, and my mom loves art. So I took my 8-year-old granddaughter to see my 82-year-old mom. And mom pulled out all of her art supplies and they began to paint together. It was such like a sweet, sweet moment. And I thought, you know, she's passing down something to her, you know, great granddaughter that she, and if you were to ask her, if you were to ask my mom, she'd say, oh, I paint a little, you know. But here's Jane going, oh, my goodness, I'm going to take this to show and tell. And, you know, oh, you're wonderful. This is so great. And I could see my mom be like, a new thing happening in her.
I love that.
Which was to be appreciated by someone who saw her gifting, you know? So I think encouraging each other too is, and I almost always say that just because I think it's so key that if somebody's trying a new thing, for us to be cheerleaders for them.
Yeah, absolutely. So thinking about what's going to help with this, I've just extended those invitations. I took my husband to Payo. That was it was so fun and and disastrous.
So that's a combination between Pilates and yoga.
Yes.
Right?
And so he is like, so we're just going to be posing with music. But to me, that was him doing a new thing and spending time with me. And I was so like, I was tickled. I'm not going to lie, but I was giggling the whole entire time. But he did it.
He tried something.
He tried something new. He stopped when he needed to. And he did something new. And
yeah,
I think that that's brave. I think that's fun.
Yeah.
And I think this just occurred to me telling these stories and thinking about this. And so maybe I'm the only person who is ever like this. But I realize a lot of times when I don't want to do something new, it's because of pride.
Yeah.
I don't want to look silly in the field in public with the goats. Or I don't want to mess up in front of someone I'd like to impress. Yes. Or like whatever it is. A lot of times for me, if I get gut honest, pride is part of it. So probably what helps is to just, you know, get over myself a little bit.
Well, I mean, like, I think, you know, crazy is better in crowds. So if you're going to do something that you think is crazy, like goat yoga, do it with friends.
Crazy
you
is know? Better than what?
Crazy is better in crowds.
Okay.
So meaning, you know, if you're going to do something adventurous and you're going to try something new, you know, bring someone in to try it with you. I've talked so many people into doing crazy things, like you know, isolation tanks, and like I'll do some research, and they would have never thought of it on their own. Yeah. But having me say, "Well, let's just try it," you know, it takes the scariness out of it because you know you're not going to be doing that alone.
Yeah, and I think about in C.S. Lewis is one of his books, The Screwtape Letters, where it's kind of this metaphorical, an older demon is instructing this younger one about how to trip someone up. The younger one gets in huge trouble for letting this person, I think it was play cricket, which is like a British sport, and drink tea. And he said something like, there's an innocence and self-forgetfulness in such things that is dangerous.
Ooh.
And I think that is when we are doing new things, we do, there's a self-forgetfulness there. And there's a humility, and we sort of open up in a way that we don't in a lot of other situations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we remember to delight in what God has given us and who we are and what's around us and the people we love. And I read that in college, and I have never
forgotten
it. It's
a wonderful book. Yeah. And his whole intention was to trip up mankind from discovering not only the love of Jesus, but the fulfillment of who they could be through Jesus.
Yeah.
So that's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
A new thing is the natural order of things, right? Mm-hmm. Like growth.
Yeah.
We're in spring, which is one reason we're talking about this now. Mm-hmm. It's because everything around us all of a sudden is new. The robins are back and, you know, they're my Canadian geese, not mine. I just look at them, but they're building nests and the turtles are coming out of the turtles are coming out of the ponds. Like everything feels new. And there's something really energizing about that.
I love that.
So if someone is holding back and saying, you know what, fear, pride, whatever it is, still got the best of me. Mm-hmm. And I want to do more new things, but I don't know where to get started. What is a practical step that we could try?
Do what you did, like when you did exploring your own city, being a tourist, like look online, what fun things to do in my city, you know, fun new places, and try something, go to a restaurant that you've never gone to, or, you know, take a class that you've never taken.
Yeah. One year I decided I would be a tourist in my own hometown. I'd heard or read something about that, how we live in places, but we don't enjoy them the way visitors do. And I was like, I want to do stuff in my town. So thankfully these days on like Facebook and lots of different places, there's community events calendars.
Yeah.
And so I just pulled that up and I wrote down everything that I thought I wanted to try, and I would grab a friend and go do it. And some of them were fantastic and some were not fun and some were a surprise. Like my daughter and I went to this clay, you know, making thing for Valentine's Day. Well, we didn't know it was like for the under five crowd. So we're in like these tiny little rainbow colored chairs with people with pigtails that are like, why are you here? So, yeah. But it still made this awesome memory that I'm totally glad we did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, check your community calendar and pick something, I guess would be one step.
Yeah. So exchange the need for perfection with the desire for adventure. And you look at it and just say, what am I going to learn here? How fun is this going to be? You know, who might I meet? What might I discover about myself that I didn't know before? There's adventure in every phase of that. And noticing that, I do believe, brings joy to it. And if it's not perfect, then have a good laugh with that and keep going. And I mean that sincerely. That sounds so easy, but it's really healing to just laugh at ourselves in the moment and say, oh my goodness, I completely messed that up. Good grief, it was fun doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
And in the last few episodes, we've been talking about fear. This is kind of a wrap up of that. And so I think I'm going to see doing new things as an act of defiance against fear.
Yes.
So all of us in a world that feels so fear saturated right now, I think, what if we say, I'm going to turn off the news. Instead of the news, I'm going to do a new thing.
Yeah.
As an act of defiance, a new thing revolution. So,
that's awesome.
But I think we can look at those things as small or silly. But I think in a world like ours, where fear is so prevalent, that doing a new thing can be a big thing.
Yeah. So I'm going to do a new thing right now. And I'll just be honest that it feels odd for me to even share this, but it's a new thing, is that when you go to your favorite podcast app and you leave a review that says how you feel about More Than Small Talk, that brings so much encouragement to us. It also helps with people being able to find us. When people come and they read a description and then they can see what you think about More Than Small Talk, it's an invitation for them to come into that fourth chair and join in to the party. And so the new thing is I'm just going to sincerely ask you, would you consider leaving a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast app and just let the world know, share More Than Small Talk with a friend. And we appreciate that more than you will ever know.
Yes. Help other people find a new thing too.
Do that new thing.
And that's it for today's episode. Thanks for going deeper, becoming freer, and connecting with us. More Than Small Talk is a part of the KLRC Podcast Network and is produced by Kara Culver. Show notes and resources are available on the More Than Small Talk page on KLRC.com. You can also join us in our Facebook group. Subscribe to More Than Small Talk on your favorite app so you won't ever miss an episode.